I'm with Christopher Eckersbelt, to the leader of Harlepool Borough Council. It's Borough Council, isn't it? Who's ward, Foggy Furs, which I absolutely love that name, by the way. He's up tonight. How are you feeling, first of all, Christopher?
I feel quite settled. I've been out on the ward all day since 7 o'clock this morning. Feedback is very positive, and I'm quite well known in the ward, so I am quite confident I should be returned to the council tonight.
But UKIP have been targeting Hartlepool in general, and your ward in particular, apparently, haven't they? Because they want to cause a bit of an upset.
Well, they've allegedly tried to target my ward, but speaking to residents throughout the campaign, they have not been visible on the ward. They've probably only been into my ward twice over a six-week period.
What about other seats that are up for grabs tonight? There's 11, isn't there? Do you think UKIP will make any gains? They've currently got two councillors.
I think the most they could probably gain this evening was a further two seats on the council. But all in all, I don't think the strategy has been right. They've had a bit of a scattergun election campaign across Hartlepool, only targeting certain seats, and really they don't have the confidence of the people of Hartlepool, and that was borne out in the results last year when they took no extra seats.
What about the European referendum? Because that's changed things a little bit, hasn't it, for
it has been, because when I spoke to people who previously were in support of UKIP, they've more or less said that come the referendum next month, then there's no purpose of UKIP, because if we decide to stay in, then really they're finished as a party, and if we decide to leave, they've achieved their goal. So a lot of people said that they wouldn't vote for UKIP in the local elections because they can show their dissent one way or the other for Europe in the referendum in June.
I just want to quickly ask you about the turnout as well. It's expected to be quite low, isn't it, in Hartlepool? Is that a disappointment?
It is a disappointment because of the work that our local councillors do as community champions in Hartlepool.
Why is it then? Why don't people turn out?
I think historically Hartlepool has always been perceived as a safe Labour seat, and there's only ever been the odd upset. And normally, even when Labour was doing bad nationally, Hartlepool would book the trend and still take Labour seats. And that was evident in the general election last year, where there was many councils that were being decimated, but we increased our majority in Hartlepool.
I mean, it's not safe though anymore, is it? I mean,
No one should take for granted that there is a safe seat. And if somebody relies on a six-week campaign to get elected, in my opinion, they've failed. They should be working all year round, not just at election time.
Thanks, Christopher.